We did receive information that we have our first confirmed case in Taney County, which we all knew that was a matter of time. Mm-hmm. So our team right now is working on tracking that down, doing the epi investigation. So there's a process that follows that. We have not had the opportunity to notify all of our community partners that need to know that just yet. So we will be releasing more information this afternoon as we're able to find that out and be sure we get the community everything that they need to know.
You say this afternoon. It's 9:19 a.m. I hope it'll be before this afternoon.
Yes, we will be working as quickly as possible. I would rather not overcommit to what we cannot, carry out. So I want to be sure that we're taking care of that. So we will send out all the information that needs to be known to help keep our community safe and, of course, notifying our partners that need to know that this has happened.
So. And we'll all work together. Mm-hmm.
And, yep. For the record, this is Lisa Marshall, director of our Taney County Health Department.
Yes, and we literally received this information about 10 minutes ago. Yeah. So.
Wesley, to answer your question, closing the courthouse to the public would be separate from this resolution and declaration of, I know it's to be discussed later on, more than likely within legal and personnel. Okay. Anytime you close a public building like this, it's a pretty serious deal.
Right, I understand, but
what we've talked about,
that question's been out there in a lot of offices. So.
And I appreciate the fact that a lot of offices have taken some steps to to make sure we're still open and still serving the public, and we still have to do the operations of the government. But one thing that we've talked about last week, and then I've talked about with our attorney, is just different ways to close the courthouse to the public, but yet have phone numbers up on the doors. One person from that office can actually go and communicate with the individual. And you guys are the elected, other elected officials. Within the commission, there's really no reason for anybody to be in our office. I don't know if that's the case in your guys' offices or not. So that's something that we would need some feedback from you guys as far as, to me, there's no need for anybody to be in the county clerk's office unless they're one to sign up for office.
Absentee voting.
We're still doing absentee voting. We're going to mail in all absentee, or they'll call in. We'll send them the application. Notaries, we're going to try to curtail those as much as possible. Swearing in notaries by appointment only. Candidate filing, we're going to go to appointment only. That way we can limit the access in the county clerk's office.
And then same thing with, Mr. Pennell's office. I'm assuming, again, all of your business can be done over the phone. And if they need to turn something in, they can turn it in via mail or Dropbox or something. Ms. Cope, I believe the same, similar circumstances. They can pay online with a debit card. They can mail a check. They can drop a check in the Dropbox out there. So, again, that'll be discussed, I believe, later on during legal and personnel to find out exactly what we're going to do.
Okay. And your candidate filing ends the 31st of this month.
Yes, it does.
So we've got today's the 23rd.
Next Tuesday is the last day.
I'll be leaving for tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If no more concerns, I'm prepared to make the motion to adopt the resolution and declaration of state emergency due to the coronavirus. Virus as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I will say, in talking with our attorney and us, and I think we made this statement to an employee last Monday, is that if anyone is uncomfortable working here, they feel fine and everything, but they're uncomfortable, we are so blessed that we have comp time, vacation time. It is not mandatory for them to be here at all. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That it? Court orders.
You just have this one, Leslie.
You just have just the one.
Label Exhibit A. Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date, March 23rd, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And noting the only reason that would have been approved, as old as it was because of the date it was paid.
Right.
That's something that needs to be worked on.
City of Forsyth funding agreement for wastewater treatment facility oxidation ditch rotor replacement project.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Was this one that was already?
Yes, Commissioner. It was one that we already planned on.
Okay.
That was discussed during the budget time. This is a critical piece of equipment at the wastewater facility that, due to age and use, is just basically wore out, and they're wanting to replace it with a brand new unit. For lack of better words, this unit basically is like a paddle wheel on a steamboat. It rotates and introduces soluble oxygen into the liquid and the structure itself for the microorganisms, and moves the water throughout the basin for aeration purposes. So they're requesting $126,000. It is a sole source purchase. They did go through a sole source advertisement, as we do here in Taney County. Run that in the paper for 2 weeks or for a month. And I've got information about that in here. And this was reviewed by Pat Keck's office as to form of the agreement, requesting an agreement remain active until December 31st of 2020.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Forsyth for a wastewater treatment facility oxidation ditch rotor replacement project.
Thank you, John. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. I've got 9:28 a.m. We'll be in recess, and we'll recess upstairs at 10 o'clock for an executive session for 610-021-1 and 3, legal and personnel. We'll be in recess.